Well, good morning, boys and girls. Nice to see you all this morning. I think you usually come up, I'm not sure, but that's good you've come up. Nice to see you. And I can see exactly where you are. Sometimes it's difficult up there. You can't see any children down in the congregation, but it's nice to see you this morning, and thanks for coming up. Now, the wonders of modern technology have let us down this morning, and the problems at my end, I had a few wee pictures to show you on the screen this morning, but the problem came from my end, and I can't show you this morning the pictures that I had, but we'll use our imagination a wee bit as we talk about something that I think most boys and girls like, and I like it as well. I like the snow. Hands up if you like the snow. Most of you, yes, like the snow. Now, we haven't had much snow this year. I don't think we've had any snow this year, but I'm still hopeful that in the next couple of weeks we'll get a wee bit of snow, because I like the snow. I like to get out and walk in it and play in it, and everywhere looks so clean and everywhere looks so nice whenever the snow comes down. Now, having said that we've had no snow isn't actually correct, because my daughter was climbing up the Moor Mountains yesterday. She doesn't do it often, but she occasionally goes up, and she was up to the top of Slieve Donard, and there's about a foot of snow at the top of Slieve Donard. And as I was driving across the meeting this morning, I saw the snow on the top of Slieve Donard. So after lunch today, if you want to get some snow, you get your daddy to take you up to the top of Slieve Donard, get you back down again, and you can get a wee bath and then be out at 6:30 for the meeting tonight. It'll you'll need to move quickly, but you can do that if you want. Ask your daddy to take you up to the top of Donard. But she said there was about a foot of snow up at the top of Donard. Now, the reason I got on to snow was because about a week ago, I was watching the news. And I'm sure your mummies and your daddies watch the news the same as me. And there was a meeting of important people away in a place, a country called Switzerland, in a place called Klosters. And it was a beautiful scene. There was snow on the mountains, there was snow on the trees, there was snow on the road, and there were people walking about this great conference that we're having at this place called Klosters in Switzerland. And it's a place where people go to ski. Have any of you done skiing? Any of you ever? My goodness, very posh group of people here this morning. I never got to go skiing, and I always wanted to do skiing. And whenever this picture of this place in Switzerland came up on the news, I said to my wife, that's something I never got to do. I never got to go skiing. I always wanted to go on a skiing holiday. Whenever the children were younger, and I was younger as well, I always fancied going away for a week to somewhere nice and snowy and skiing down the ski slopes. And whenever I said it to my wife said to me, I think your skiing days are over. And I think she's right. My skiing days are over. And then she said to me, do you remember the time you went ice skating? And it all came back to me. We were in the west of Scotland on holidays, and the girls wanted to go ice skating in an ice rink, and somebody had to go on with them, and I didn't fancy the idea of prancing about on a pair of ice skates, but somebody had to do it, and I put on the ice skates. The girls went out onto the rink, and they skated away, no problem. A whole lot of you could ice skate, couldn't you? Have you gone ice skating? Yes, I'm sure some of you have. But away they went, and they skated about in the ice, and I held onto the hoarding at the side, and they were saying, Daddy, get out on the ice and have a go, and you just move your feet out. So I let go of the hoarding and started to go, and thought, I can go quite fast here. And as quickly as that, I was flat on my face on the ice, elbow bashed, face bashed, and blood on the ice. And that ice was as hard as concrete. Never, ever again. Anyway, no skating for me, no skiing for me, but I hope we get a wee bit of snow. The Bible talks about snow. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, God says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. See, the Bible tells us we're all sinners. We have all done bad things. We have all done wrong things. We have disobeyed God, and our sins are dark, and our sins are nasty, our sins are unpleasant. But whenever we come to the Lord Jesus and we put our trust in him, all our sins are washed away, and we become, in God's sight, as white as snow. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. It's a lovely verse of scripture, and I want to leave it with you this morning, boys and girls. One last wee story before we finish. I had a picture of my dogs to show you this morning. And I've got two dogs, and they're Cocker Spaniels. They're working Cocker Spaniels, and they're all go. They're black and white, and their tails are always wagging. Any of you have dogs? Yes? Put your hand up if you've got a dog. Yep. One of you has. Well, you think you've a dog anyway. Or maybe you'd like a dog. Well, I've two dogs, and I have them out in the field all the time, and I get back and I can get them cleaned up and rub a towel over them, and they come up lovely and clean. But my wife had to get a dog for herself. She saw me having so much fun with these two dogs, she needed one for herself. And she had to get a wee white fluffy dog. It's a Bichon Frise for any of the bigger people who might know their dogs. And it's a wee white fluffy dog. And it's a nice wee thing, and it's about 9 months old now. And its hair grows, and its hair gets dirty, and it's not as easy to clean as my other two dogs. It's a different type of coat. And it had to go to the groomers, and it had to get its hair cut, and it had to get washed, shampooed, and it came home from the groomers. And whenever it came home from the groomers, we were thinking of changing her name from Daisy to Snowdrop. She was as white as snow, and she was beautifully clean. Whatever shampoo the groomer had used to wash her in, she came home lovely and clean and sparkly white. And it reminds me, boys and girls, of what happens whenever we put our trust in the Lord Jesus, whenever we trust in him as our own and personal Savior. All our sins are washed away, and we're made perfectly clean and perfectly white. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Thank you, boys and girls, for listening so well, and thanks for coming up to the front. You can go back to your seats now. Thank you.